Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense when you're spinning round.
Good morning, Colorado. I am Jay. I'm your friend here in the radio or podcast studios if you're tuning in. I've got a great conversation for you and I today. One I have actually been waiting to have with you for over 2 years now. I do all things real estate, all things mortgage, all things local Pikes Peak region economy. By the way, we're going to have an amazing long real estate economic update next week right here with the podcast in the studios, you radio listeners, with Bill McAfee, the entire hour talking about real estate statistics through the first half of 2023. I do this twice a year at the middle of the year, and then Bill McAfee and I do an end of the year wrap up in January of 2024. So you're not going to want to miss it, but with all things economic, all things pertaining to you in an atypical radio conversation about our economy and the Pikes Peak region. Sometimes I get into retirement, sometimes I get into budgeting. All of it, I come from a perspective as a licensed loan originator that you can reach out to me directly at 719-330-1457. Last week, I did Life After the Fed Fund Rate Increase. We had one of those in the first couple days of August. I look back, it's only 12 days and it's already blurry. But today, I'm going to have a conversation with you, an update with the drum roll, Matt. Today's conversation is titled The Space Command.
To infinity and beyond.
This Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region has been waiting for literally years. It's been since the beginning of 2021 that it was announced early that Space Command was going to transition, without a lot of announcement, from the planned and projected Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. Now, I come from this with many different perspectives. First and foremost, I'm a resident of the Pikes Peak region, and I have been living here since April of 1996 when I came as a soldier in Fort Carson, was a medical soldier, a hospital administrator. I spent my years in the cavalry, primarily over in Germany, but then did schooling and placements in Virginia, Texas, and San Antonio, Alabama at Fort Rucker, where I went through Black Hawk flight school training. And then here, of course, to the best destination in United States, possibly the world, is Colorado Springs. Long time ago, when we were a greater metropolitan area of only 500,000 people, now we are 775,000. But military has always had a presence in Colorado Springs since Camp Carson and the donation of that land from the Pikes Peak region to the federal government, all the way down through it becoming Fort Carson, of course, NORAD, Peterson, Schriever Air Force Base, the Air Force Academy coming in the 60s. All of that. I want to talk today about the Space Command. Of course, tell you just a little reminder and history of the progression up to the Space Command becoming the Space Force and some of the details along the way. And then we'll talk about what it potentially brings to our community. But then most importantly, as I always focus on, the real estate perspective. Is this going to be bringing more congestion, higher cost of living, more expensive homes, or is this going to bring more development, maybe an easing of inflation and the standard of living here? How is it going to affect real estate in the industrial sense, in the commercial sense, and my favorite, the residential sense how our pre-existing developments like Banning Lewis Ranch and other newer developments going to take part in that. Spoke with a couple of big individuals in this accord. I'm also going to have a guest along the way, especially how it's going to affect building, contractors, development of our land, and so forth. So you're going to want to stick around. I'm very excited about this. If you need help with a purchase or refinance transaction, I'm here for you. I'd love to talk to you again at 719-330-1457. You also can go to jgarvins.com. And Garvins, G-A-R-V-E-N-S, is spelled with an E. You can put your information in there, grab a podcast, give me your comments, or just get a hold of me to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. If you're interested in investment property ownership, that's going to be a big part of the conversation here today with the Space Command. Call me at 719-330-1457. I will get you a limited seat. There's only 7 seats left for an investment property class 201 on Tuesday the 22nd of August at 6:30 p.m. And for the rest of you, just stay tuned for a great show on the U.S. Space Command right here in Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region, right after these important messages. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
So with the up and down economy that we've been living in since the second quarter of 2022 and into 2023, me, Jay Garvin's, your host, is wanting to talk about the Space Force and the announcement of it becoming a permanent fixture in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. We've experienced Bidenomics, that's the official term now, with record-breaking inflation, cost of living increases with everything from eggs to rent to property taxes. I've covered all of these subjects. If you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Jay and I'm your friend. I'm a real estate investor. I am a resident of the Pikes Peak region. I'm a licensed loan originator. And also, I am a teacher and a host here covering all things finance, mortgage, interest rates, real estate, inflation, budgeting, retirement, and everything in between. And in putting together this conversation here about the Space Command, there's no doubt that it's going to affect our local economy. One of the most amazing things that stood out to me in the at least 6 to 8 articles I read across the spectrum in the news, primarily in the Gazette. They covered it very, very well, from the official announcement that took place downtown in the America Beautiful Park to all of the bipartisan efforts that were put in statewide, everywhere from Representative Doug Lamborn, the governor, our past mayor, John Southers, our new mayor, both senators, and many of the legislators throughout the state and everybody in between, worked very, very diligently, because since Peterson Air Force Base came here, prior to that, of course, we all know the Air Force Academy. There's some interesting facts. And as I looked up, which is pretty amazing, this isn't the first rodeo for the Pikes Peak region. I mean, way back, really the onset was Camp Carson, one of the top 4 land mass military bases in the United States, when this land was given to the Department of Defense for Camp Carson throughout the preparation of World War II. This momentum continued as land north and west of Colorado Springs was selected for the newly formed Air Force Academy after World War II. Of course, we had Ent Air Base in the middle of town, which is now the Olympic Training Center, which is interesting because Ent Federal Credit Union is an amazing institution, but they don't do a lot of VA loans and activity, even though they were named after an airbase. In just another gesture where Colorado Springs gave an incredibly low lease amount to the Olympic Training Committee in the range of like $1 for 50 plus years. But that formed the creation and the expansion of Peterson Air Force Base. And then you had NORAD during the Cold War that came in, of course. And then now we have Schriever Air Force Base and all of the support personnel in there. But I did a little bit of math as well. If you look at the top 100 installations and cities throughout the country, Colorado Springs, El Paso County, is ranked number 14 in the entire nation with over several hundred bases with military presence. Just in the top 25, Colorado Springs ranks number 14 just for the percent of Department of Defense military personnel located. And there's 10% with approximately 745,000 people in El Paso County in the greater metropolitan area of Colorado Springs. There's over 77,000 active duty military members and families. And there's a lot of places that have a larger percent of military folks. Like if you look at Fort Polk, Louisiana, like 50% of that very small community is military. But Fort Polk, Louisiana is very small. They have less than 30,000 people present, but it ranks up much higher than Colorado Springs. But for the actual number of military personnel around multiple or singular military bases, Colorado Springs ranks 6 in the entire nation. And number 1 is actually Norfolk, Virginia. So this is around the metropolis of Department of Defense and government officials. There's 191,000 military members there, even exceeding Washington, D.C. and the Department of Defense and all of that. But number 2 is actually Fort Bragg out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. There's 113,000 people there. We've got Honolulu. I mean, see, Colorado Springs is in the same category with Honolulu, where you have Schofield Army Barracks and the entire Pearl Harbor, which I've been to. And there's over 101,000 active service members there, but it's the entire Western Fleet protecting the flank of the United States. Number 4, which I'm more familiar with, is actually Killeen, Texas, which is Fort Hood, where there's over 90,000 soldiers there. And that's all Army. But then you actually have a place that I didn't even know was on the map, number 5, in Jacksonville, North Carolina, with, I'm going to mispronounce this, but Camp Lejeune, which is a huge presence, 82,000 service members for the Marine Corps. But Colorado Springs has a very good balance because there's Air Force folks here, there's Army folks here in Fort Carson, of course, but then there's also NORAD and Schriever and a lot of mix. NORAD's international with Canadians, so there's a good blend, but I'm going to have a conversation in the final segment about, is this good or bad to have a disproportionate number of the individual military members in our community, seeing that everything is at the whim of the budget of the Department of Defense. But some of the things I want to share with you is the conversation about the Space Command headquarters. It's been the temporary Space Force headquarters since 2019, where the Space Command is located in Peterson Air Force Base. In 2021, that was put on hold. But there's right now over 1,200 employees around the local bases for that Space Command. But from 2021 to 2023, the Colorado delegation worked very hard. And like I stated, this everything, every person from the governor of the state, Governor Paulus, all the way through Representative Doug Lamborn, who represents our congressional district that the Peterson, Fort Carson, and now the Space Force is in. But it was stated that what pushed Colorado's case forward the most was that collectively as a state, our officials were loud and were being very creative and they were being very relentless. And that's from a congressional source. And finally, on the 31st of July of this year, 2023, the Air Force, along with the current administration, decided that it was official. And some of the main reasons why it was made official, which is a once-in-a-lifetime decision, because they said there is literally no precedent out there for a headquarters of one of our military branches to be relocated after it's permanently seated. And that was one of the big decisions here, was that saving the taxpayers over $1.2 billion to keep it in Colorado Springs and having mission effectiveness within days. Local officials from the airbase stating that it could be fully functional by the end of August, where if it were to transition to Huntsville, Alabama, it literally wouldn't start until mid-2023 and take all the way in into 2025, costing $1.2 billion, but also losing up to 70 to 80% of the in-place force and support networks that we have here. Now, whether Peterson will actually be the place for the actual headquarters is yet to be seen. I'm going to cover that in the coming segments. But don't go anywhere, because I'm going to talk about some of the feedback and articles about how this is going to affect real estate, how this is going to affect commerce, how this is going to affect our economy, but most importantly, how it's going to affect contractors, small business, and real estate, both commercial and residential. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break to get added on to my next investment property class. On the 22nd of August, that's a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., I'm going to be talking about that exact thing during my class of Investment Property Ownership 201, about whether this is time for you to invest in real estate and invest in investment properties before the surge in our economy comes based on this landmark decision. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Raking in. Well, stupid money, spend it like it's water. Come easy go. That cold hard cash will burn a hole in your pocket. Don't let it sink, it's hooks in your soul. It's just stupid money.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Okay, thanks for sticking with me. Here we are in the third segment talking about the U.S. Space Command, talking about what it actually brings to the community, what was the transition of it coming here, the foundation, how Colorado Springs is positioned as one of the top six most populated areas with military and Department of Defense, how that immediately affects just by top secret clearances alone to provide for the support and the basic personnel pool that you have to draw, then the infrastructure, like we stated, the saving in money, and all of that through the delegation in Colorado working tirelessly over the last 2 years from 2021 all the way through 2023 here to get it to remain. But the bottom line is, especially with this show, is what is the economic impact? So
housekeeping.
No better partner than all of my partners that I could bring in is Jason Holmes, who is an owner of a family-owned business, Rocky Mountain Climate, has a great relationship with a national brand name of Train. And this is both exciting and nerve-wracking, wouldn't you say, Jason?
To say the least, yes.
Yes, because You and I spoke off the air between segments. Mortgage, I'm off 60% because of Bidenomics, because inflation and interest rates. And really, the big thing is the consumer sentiment in the United States is just in a freeze mode right now.
Yeah.
So you almost need a cluster bomb, no pun intended, or some type of shock activity to move things. And we don't know. We don't have a crystal ball to know whether it's good or bad. But this Space Command transforming into the Space Force and staying here, and like you and I spoke, right in that Platt center of town area that we're in, We kind of hope and pray it has some effect on our businesses, right?
Yeah, but it hopes so, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the state, you've got a great business, great family business, right in the heart of town, Train Corporation. How is this year different than last year? As far as your economics, your HVAC, stuff like that.
be honest with you, we've seen a quite a substantial hit in revenue this year due to a lot of rain and cold weather at the beginning of the summer.
I remember that. All rain, no heat waves. There was only one heat wave for 10 days in August.
Yeah.
It's back to rain.
That's it.
And then also individuals, as you're seeing, they don't have money.
They don't have money. It's maybe not that they don't have money, but they don't have a budget for that. We've talked many times over the radio about commodity cost inflations on equipment.
Absolutely.
And I think it was like 34-36% in the last year on the inflation cost.
Inflation costs and individuals.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 individuals, whether literally it's a flat screen TV or a car, let alone a house or HVAC, aren't paying cash for it. They're trying to get that financing.
Yep.
And partner, my wife and I just paid off a $200,000+ line of equity because it went from 3.75 to 8.75 in less than 10 months.
Yeah, it's not affordable.
It's not affordable. But all of a sudden, good little pop bam there, Matt. That was good because the Space Force comes in, and not only is it going to affect the commerce of bringing in actual jobs, not only is it going to bring in commerce, which can help you more with industrial and commercial development again for all of these ancillary businesses that are going to come in and support the force, but it also comes into multifamily because not everybody's going to buy, and then into single family. What is, share with the radio listeners and me, how does your business break down? How much of your business is commercial across the board and how much is residential? 50-50, 20-80?
About 80-20, 80% residential, 20% commercial. Yeah, we do light commercial, so don't do heavy and mechanical.
So light commercial, I'm going to speak in because I know that B2B, if you have a good relationship, can bring in more revenue.
Yep.
I read an article that not only hundreds, thousands of mom and pop, family, local businesses, all the way from restaurants to retail to trades like you, electrical, HVAC, plumbing, there's going to be a tremendous ripple effect. And look at this, because this isn't new to Colorado Springs. We've been in the top 10 military presences in the entire country. I mean, Colorado Springs has over 75,000 active duty military and families here. But number five is, which is interesting because I've never heard of this, is out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. It's the Marine Corps, which matches your shirt today. Camp Lejeune. It's a big area, but it's exclusively Marines. Number four is exclusively Army down at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. There's 90,000 military members there. Our next competition is Honolulu.
Right.
Like the defense of the entire western side of our country at 100,000.
Crap, is there even a Honolulu left?
It's burnt. No, that's Maui. But number two is Fort Bragg in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then number one, dude, Norfolk, Virginia, 190,000 people. There's got to be a way that we can support those soldiers. I know you do with the shirt you're wearing and the business that you do, but with Train Corporation, talk about that, because Train Corporation is a big business, not only in your residential side, but they do get huge into industrial and corporate.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what kind of change. They say they're going to build a $464,000 headquarter building on like 2.8 acres outside of Peterson Air Force Base's.
And guess who they hit up to do the HVAC in it?
It's going to be Rocky Mountain. All hands on board.
Unfortunately, I had to pass on it because it's a Davis Bacon. It's a Davis Bacon job, and
Who is your service guy, Steve?
Steve,
you got 742 conditioners to hook up by lunchtime. Come on, folks. If you can't laugh, we cry, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
If you ain't laughing, you ain't living.
You ain't living, baby. Because here's the bottom line in all the articles and stuff I was reading, Jason. This gentleman that did an article, he says, you know what? All comes down to two words, whether this is good or bad. Defense authorizations. Right? Because you live and die by the sword. So as a family business, all we can do, because I'm no different when Garvin's Mortgage Group, now we're Churchill Company owned, I watch every piece of paper that goes into the copier.
Yeah.
But tell the radio listeners, man, you went vertical. I love when people are vertically aligned and you moved from Centennial to where you got a yard here where you guys now own the real estate. of the facility that you're in for Rocky Mountain.
Correct, yeah.
See? That's fantastic, man. That's vertical alignment. Keeps your costs low. You get to, pass that right on to the radio listener. If you're listening, you got to reach out, you guys, to Jason. Now is the time. With inflation increasing, this equipment cost is going to go up. If you need an air conditioner or a furnace or anything ducting in between in the next 3 to 5 years, do it now because it's going to be that much more expensive.
Funny, we're having this conversation about inflation. And notice that in going out in the fields and stuff this year as opposed to the years before, and then watching the P&L statements coming through and stuff, is people aren't buying that much anymore.
Yeah.
People are fixing their old stuff. And on my way in here to a customer's house that was having a problem, they had a leak on the AC unit.
Uh-huh.
She's been a customer of ours for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And we've been telling her Steve's been telling her for the last 8 years, you need to replace this thing. You need to replace it. Well, now it needs to be replaced. We've given her estimates for the last 3 years. And now she's like, Jason, geez, that price. And I'm like, it's only going to get worse. I'm telling you, it's not a sales approach. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. And everybody's like, I can't afford houses right now. They're so expensive. Well, they're not going down.
They're not. And no.
Especially with things like this. So an investment now, and I don't speak from hypotheticals. You guys have changed 3 out of 5 of my HVAC units, fist pump, baby.
Yep.
And I'm actually working it out this winter where I'm going to upgrade electrical at Three Eagles where you put the furnace in the basement. And I told my tenant, Melinda, I said, I'll put in an air conditioner, but you are going to get a $100 a month increase. She's like, okay, do it.
Yeah.
Because she was hot this year and it was a cold year.
Yeah.
But it's an investment in the future and it's a commodity.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the tagline with train?
It's hard to stop a train.
It's hard to stop a train. Once that thing runs, it's going to be good for the next 15 to 20 years.
Yes.
So get it in there now. So in the last couple minutes, let's talk. Let's dream. What do you see happening with the Space Force? Do you see that as a positive, a negative, or a neutral for your business?
I'm optimistic. I like to see it as a positive, bringing in new people and stuff like that, and increase the revenue on both our sides.
Absolutely. And immediate. They're saying within the next 90 days, there's going to be 400 to 600 people here, and there's going to be a percent. And I'm going to go into this in more detail in the fourth segment, folks, so you don't have to catch it all. But 400 to 600 people means 100 to 150 are going to buy a house. And the rest are going to rent. And as we do every year, more and more individuals are transitioning over to HVAC units because do you even know what percent of the homes in the Pikes Peak region have air conditioners?
You know, it was last year it was 62%.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know it's less than 75%.
Yeah,
it's crazy low.
Just unreal low, yeah.
Yeah, and it's only the new ones.
Yeah.
It's retrofitting the old ones.
Yep.
So you see it as positive. Do you see one angle that you guys can benefit in serving the community, obviously through the residential side, but maybe growing your B2B side?
Yeah, we have a B2B account. Yep, so that helps out a lot.
So if you're a small business owner, you guys have your own shop, you've got your electrical contracting business, or your automotive, get a hold of Jason and Rocky Mountain Climate because they can help you.
Yeah, yep. Yep, and you guys can always reach out to my office. That's Rocky Mountain Climate. Talk to Ashley or Taylor at the office at 719-629-8686.
Yeah, and we don't dare tell people what Ashley said in the office. We don't.
No.
They're great.
That's for another radio show.
That's not. Because I'm telling you, there's a reason why Jason and I don't talk politics on the radio. Because KRDO would probably come in and we're the shepherd's crook and drag us off. But business is business. And if you're driving around out there as a truck driver, as a service member, just thank our Lord that we all have jobs right now. And this announcement, I'm going to go into this more in the next segment here as I wrap up the show. But this is a miracle, my friend, because this is a shot in the arm. And Colorado Springs, just like many communities, has been on the ropes. I mean, residential permits are down 40% year to date.
I believe
it. And all of the other stats with it. Like you said, every business I talk to, from the property group with Justin Hermes to different real estate groups, we're positive, we're chugging away. But if people say there isn't an effect on the economy with the interest rates and the Bidenomics and the inflation and all of that, they just got their head in the sand.
There's no other better way of putting it.
I got Jason, who's speechless. So one more time, let the folks know how they can get a hold of you.
Guys, please call my office today. That's Rocky Mountain Climbing. Talk to Ashley or Taylor at 719-629-8686. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me directly at 719-242-1216.
It's so important to have a perspective of a small business owner, one of the largest segments of Colorado's economy. And don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish up our conversation about the Space Force and transition from the Space Command right here in the Pikes Peak region after these important messages. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, babe.
Thanks so much for sticking with me. What an amazing segment with Jason Holmes, the owner of Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business right in the community. There is hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of just local family-owned businesses that are going to be affected by this Space Command decision that just happened on the 31st of July. I'm going to have multiple shows about this over the next 12 to 18 months. But one thing I want to focus on, without any doubt at all in this final segment, is the conversation with you about the Space Command and what it brings to Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. See, the Space Command itself is an entity that President Trump formed, and it's far and long overdue, just like the Air Force was created out of the Army Air Corps coming out of World War II, where it existed in World War I and a small effect was in a monumental effect on World War II. The same way Space Command's time has come. Logistically, it focuses on the area of defending United States 62 miles above the Earth. This is crazy because it's above the realm of the space spy balloons that we've been experiencing and seeing in the news from, you know, China to United States in our rural areas flying over our country. This is above all of those spy balloons and air balloons. The Aryan space junk that's located in this area is growing dramatically, as well as the number of satellites, particularly with our rival China. Everybody talks about the enemy of Russia. This is a real estate and mortgage show. It's not a political show. But China is the race to space that we should be concerned with. And our Space Force and the Space Command prior to that announcement supports over 680 organizations, folks. Probably 700 or more as of this radio show because articles are aged. And over 7,500 satellites spinning around the Earth. And I'm not getting into all of it, but there's talk and there's chatter and there's articles that I didn't go too deep in about all of the laser technologies like, you know, Austin Powers lasers, you know, with Austin Powers shooting down our satellites. This is serious business, though. With all of that in tow, I want to review why Colorado Springs. And this comes from the head of the Space Command, General James Dickinson, and other individuals. Number one, moving the Space Command from its already existing temporary facilities in Colorado Springs actually jeopardizes our military readiness. And I get that, being an Army officer who's retired, being first responder in medevac and in deployments. In 1996, my commander came to me and said, "Young captain, I need you to take a couple dozen soldiers and some Connexes and two Blackhawks, put them into the belly of a C-5 over at Peterson Air Force Base and do a flight over to Kuwait and set up a strategic airfield at Camp Doha to actually protect our soldiers and evacuate the unit wounded from the field." See, strategically, we needed to have a presence in Kuwait during Operation Provide Comfort. And there was a need for speed. And right now, that's what General Dickinson states, that we cannot jeopardize our military readiness. And that's number one. Number two, which I think is an oxymoron, the government saying we need to save money when we're trying to give $10 billion more to Ukraine. Economically, that makes no sense to me. But there is over a $1 billion, maybe a $1.2 billion savings for staying here. But the biggest thing is the existing infrastructure. These numbers I have to look at because I had several articles and organization reviews that says, through a civilian source, there's over 100,000 national security professionals employed in El Paso County, the state of Colorado, that surround and are being there ready to help the expansion. There's over 34,000 existing employees, to include active duty and all of that, in the aerospace industry in Colorado. I could do a separate show on that, all of the aviation and aerospace things going on in the Denver area. But all of that infrastructure is existing and here. Now, they are, like I said, it's a question mark whether Peterson Air Force Base becomes the actual location of the physical headquarters. There is chatter in articles about a 460,000 square foot headquarters building right outside of Peterson on Vandenberg Street, but all of that is still in the mix. I've also talked to friends of mine, Steve, if you're listening, big conversations about acquiring more land to build an entire Space Force installation. We've already got the infrastructure in place for the Air Force Academy to expand to the Space Force Academy. All of that stuff is fine, but let's look at the economy like we did in review with Jason Holmes last segment about the bottom line with all of the real estate impact. Just the amount of potential and help that this announcement's given to boost the office and industrial development and space leasing occupation alone is critical, because that's very weak now coming out of the pandemic, not only in Colorado Springs, but everywhere. But you've got the support of the industry companies for DOD that will want to relocate here. You've got the immediate development of growth in and around the Colorado Springs Airport, which has been a focus and draw more traffic and more economic activity there, especially around the Peak Industrial Park. But here's the big thing, is in housing. Now, here's the reality before we end the show. There's only going to be 400 to 600 incoming personnel, going from like 1,800 that are there now, maybe to 24 to 2,600 in that area. But that causes a ripple effect, especially if you're an investment property owner, folks, because I have a property right on Platt and Union, and that's absolutely incredible. And that creates a ripple effect. I have a house just in that corridor, and we're not even hitting anything beyond the announcement. And my monthly rent that I can charge, literally, in one adjustment, went up 30%. You can imagine what's going to happen in Banning Lewis with development. I own another piece of land with partners on the corner of Mark Shuffle and Highway 24. If you look at all the above activity, though, it's reliant on one thing, and that's the most dangerous thing about El Paso County, Pikes Peak region, and Colorado Springs, is that defense authorizations. We're building a bigger percent of our economy on military, and that becomes very risky as far as highs and lows in the economy. But if you own real estate in Colorado Springs, it's already positive. But just like Austin, Texas, bringing in the Tesla headquarters, this coming in can only help. We're going to have to navigate the waters. So continue to tune into the show. The bottom line is that this will be positive economic ripple through our whole economy, and we all can benefit from that. So as I state at the end of every show, folks, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, and just be happy with these celebrations of the Space Command, because not all communities get this. And tune in to the Jay Garvin Show every week. Have a great day. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and
you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see you.